Yes is a word with tremendous power. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. Yes can unlock amazing opportunities, open doors, and lead us to a richer, fuller, and more vibrant life. In a marriage proposal, it can be the beginning of a lifetime of happiness. In a job offer, it can be the beginning of a new career. Saying yes to an idea can launch a new discovery, invention, or cure. In the Gospel of Luke, a young virgin is asked by the angel Gabriel to bear God's son. Mary was troubled at what the angel had said, and she pondered his words carefully. She was confused because she was a virgin. But in Mary's troubled confusion, fearful as she pondered what was being said, her response was, "May it be done to me according to your word." Mary said, "Yes." Salvation history began with that yes. Her betrothed, Joseph, was a righteous man. In the Gospel of Matthew, not wanting to expose Mary to shame, he decided to divorce her quietly. But when an angel appeared to him in a dream and asked that he take Mary as his wife, his response was, "Yes," and he named him Jesus, just as the angel had instructed. Yes is a powerful word indeed. It can change the course of history. Both Mary and Joseph were scared, confused, and felt unworthy. They struggled and pondered what was said and were free to say no, but they trusted God and gave themselves over to God's plan for their lives. During Advent, God invites us to follow Him, but the decision is ours. It's left to our own free will. We are free to choose. We're scared. We feel unworthy. We struggle with what it means to be truly a follower of Jesus. We ponder how our lives will be changed if we trust God and give ourselves over to His plan for our lives. Do we have the faith to respond to God's call with a yes? Are we willing to take a leap of faith that might lead us to a richer, fuller, and more vibrant way of life? With our yes, we can nurture the Word of God within us. And like Mary and Joseph, we are called to bring forth a Savior to a wearied, troubled world. We live in a weary world. People are scared, confused, struggling, and pondering their decision. The world is waiting for our yes. Your yes can help change the course of history. Mary and Joseph's yes proposed to each other a new way to live, a way of surrender to the Word made flesh who dwells among us here and now. This Advent, let's echo Mary and Joseph's yes. If enough of us do so, it might just change the world. This is Tony Agnese.